previous lectures about the collections of printed and written material in the library that was scanned and posted on the site of the library. We have in the library a huge collection of about 50,000 pictures that was sent to the Rabbeim of Chabad. They are all scanned and posted on the site of the library. It's all started after the Friedrich Rebbe was arrested, released, and forced to flee to leave Russia and settle in Europe. It's the first time that he was far from his Hasidim that are still in Russia in that time. He couldn't see them, he couldn't talk to them. He wrote a letter to them that he would like at least see their pictures. Each Hasid that has the ability should get himself a copy, a picture of him, and send to the Rebbe that he would have him file, and whenever he is dealing about him, he should be able to look at his picture. About 15 years later, in the year of Tovshin Vov, 1946, about after the Second World War, about 1,000 families of Chabad Hasidim in Russia found a way to flee from Russia, settle temporarily in Europe, and then to continue, each one of them, to his destination. The Friedrich Rebbe asked them again, those families that was released, to get a picture of them and send to him. This time, not only the Hasid himself, but he should take a picture of the whole family, all members of family, him, his wife, and his children. After Tovshin Yud, the Istalkes of the Friedrich Rebbe, Hasidim continued to send their pictures to the Rebbe. But then came something else. The Rebbe had sent Shluchim to the whole world, and he asked each one of them to report to him from time to time of their activity. In these reports, they would usually add a picture of the activities. And that continued for dozens of years, till there is a collection of about 50,000 volume pictures in the collection, in the archive of the library. These pictures are very, very valuable. Not only the pictures of the Hasidim from Russia, but these activities of 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, are not parallel to anything that one can find. One can find there the activities of his parents, his grandparents, and his great-grandparents. If they are in Israel, or in Europe, or in the Far East, or South America, or North America, you will not be able to find such a treasure anywhere. The library had decided to scan them all and post them on the site of the library. For one to be able to see a picture that he's looking for, he would have to go to chabadlibrary.org/catalog, select in the line in top the catalog of the pictures, Catalogat Munot. There he would be able to find pictures according to the people that are in the pictures. If he would want to know if there is any picture of his grandfather or his great uncle that was sent to the Rebbe, he would just select his name and you would be able to see all the pictures that he is appearing under. And when you select one of them, it will give you a description of that picture. And in the bottom of it, there would be a link to the picture of that person or of that activity. If he has a grandfather that had a Chabad house in a specific city, and he wants to see all pictures of that Chabad house, he would select the city. There is one of the ways to select a search is by the city. So he would go to that city and he would get a list of all pictures of that Chabad house that was sent to the Rebbe over the generations. There he would find pictures of, include his family members and the Mikurovim and all activities.